American Ground Radio. Freshly roasted, award-winning blend. Taste and aroma so good, you'll want to come back again and again. That's funny. He never asks for a second cup at home.
We choose to go to the moon and do the other things, not because they are easy, but because they are hard.
It is time for us to realize that we're too great a nation to limit ourselves to small dreams.
I have a dream that one day, yes, this nation will rise up and live out the true meaning of its creed.
This is American Ground Radio. I'm Stephen Parr with Louis R. Avalone.
I mean, Americans are losing money in their retirement savings. They're losing money through inflation. The economy is failing. This is the Biden economy. The Fed just announced that it was going to raise rates another 50 basis points, which is half a percent.
Right.
And that's going to further slow down an already recessionary economy.
No, Biden administration. It's not a recession. Don't say it's a recession. It's not a recession. You can't say it's a recession.
Oh, okay. Not technically.
Yes,
but
it's not.
Technically, it is.
No, you can't say it's
because
a recession.
It's two quarters.
You can't tell people it's a recession.
Well, it is.
They'll block you.
But I'm sorry.
They'll shut you down.
Okay. Well, you're entitled to your own opinion, but
not to your own facts.
And the Biden administration. No, the Biden administration is happy.
Yeah.
You know why they're happy?
Because inflation only went up an inch. Only up an inch.
Or maybe half an inch.
Yeah.
But it's still at 40-year highs. I mean, that's nothing to brag about. It is an absolute disgrace. And Biden is going to be in for a bit of a rude awakening. Because if, in fact, he is going to announce to the entire country after the holidays in January that he is, in fact, as some are reporting, he's going to seek a second term.
Apparently, Jill's all in. There's reporting out that Jill Biden thinks that he should run. She's ready to go.
Oh, of course.
Yeah, and yeah, I think, you know, she's the one who's really kind of pulling the strings.
Don't even get me started there. But I think Biden is in for a rude awakening. A majority of the American people, even a majority of Democrats, do not want him to run for president again. 57% of Democrats say he should not stand for office in 2024, which is surprisingly, but not necessarily fatal, but that is the potential epitaph for his reelection, is from the 66% of independents who do not want him to run either.
Right, right. And look, I don't think there's been a sitting president who ran for reelection since we've had the primary system. There hasn't been one that ran for reelection in the primary system and did not win the nomination of his party. Joe Biden could be the first.
No, but anyone seeking to win the office needs to carry both their base and a hefty, hefty portion of the independent vote.
Yeah.
And as of this polling that's out today,
he doesn't have either.
Right.
He doesn't have either.
So the majorities of the public responded. This is a CNBC All-American Economic Survey. They asked if President Biden should run again. The survey found 70% say that he should not run for a second term. 70%. Yeah. Only less than one out of five Americans believe Joe Biden should run again. And here you've got Jill Biden. Excuse me. I don't mean any disrespect. Dr. Jill Biden.
Right.
Saying that she's all in. I mean, she's going to put her husband, who is obviously suffering. I mean, let me ask you something. Side note.
Okay.
Side question.
Yeah.
Do you think it's obvious that Joe Biden is suffering cognitively, mentally?
Absolutely. Yeah. I definitely think
with his health.
I think it's obvious that his mental health, he does not have the mental acuity he had when he was vice president. And when he was vice president, it's not like he was the sharpest needle in the stack.
And yet his wife says, I'm all in. Let's do this.
Well, because she's thinking of her, not of him.
But why would you put your husband through, for that reason, why would you put your husband through the paces?
Look, she likes being the first lady. Did she get to go all over the country this last month campaigning for people all over the country? She did more campaigning than Biden did. She enjoys this job.
Well, and look, 47% of Americans believe Biden should not run because of his age.
Yeah.
61% of Democrats don't want him on the ballot.
Okay.
Because now, of that.
I have a question here. How seriously should we take this CNN poll? Because in the same poll.
This is CNBC.
Okay. So there's a there's a CNN poll that says 6 in 10 Republicans don't want Donald Trump to run. That people don't want Biden and they don't want Trump. I've seen a couple of different polls saying the same thing, that a majority of Americans do not want to see a Donald Trump, Joe Biden rematch. How seriously should we take that poll?
They don't want a Biden-Trump rematch.
They don't want Biden and they don't want Trump running.
I don't know. I don't know. I mean, that's 60% of the country, if that... Are those of likely voters?
CNN says this is about 6 in 10 Republicans. 60% of Republicans and Republican-leaning independents said they want their party to nominate someone other than President Trump. 62%.
I'd want to know how they worded the question.
And they said 59% say they'd like to see someone other than Joe Biden on the Democrat side. So I'm seeing this on both sides. I am. Now, for Joe Biden, I think it's because of the cognitive thing. For Donald Trump, I think it's because of the mean tweets stuff.
Okay, well, let's talk about Donald Trump. Okay. I mean, his numbers have suffered since the Kanye West incident.
Right.
And his poorly worded call for portions of the Constitution pertaining to the elections to be terminated,
sure,
as he put it.
Yeah.
But he still carries a strong majority of his own party's support at 63%.
And again, it depends upon the polls. There are definitely some polls that show Donald Trump double digits, way out ahead of anybody else in number two's DeSantis. But there are also some polls that show Donald Trump's in second place behind DeSantis. And given how poorly polling has done over the last 12 years, I don't know what to believe in those.
Okay, but let's look at independents.
Okay.
Almost 40% of independents, which is a decent plurality of independents at 40%, do support Donald Trump running. Meanwhile, you've got 66% of independents don't want Joe Biden running.
Okay.
I think that's a very
important
distinction.
But you cannot win a presidential election with a plurality. You have to have a majority of the independents to be able to pull it off.
Well, I understand.
Now,
but
the campaign hasn't started yet. Yeah, a lot of that stuff can change. But there's definitely been some political change in the minds of a lot of Americans after the midterms.
Okay, but I will say, being as objective as possible, I do believe that Democrats will support Biden if he is the nominee.
I agree. If he's the nominee, I think the Democrats will still show up for him.
Republicans will, down the line, support Trump if he's the nominee. It's the if he's the nominee that truly hurts Biden and should only slightly concern Trump, right? Because in these polls, they say, if he is the nominee, would you support them? Would you support
only
Biden?
Only slightly concern Trump. I'm not sure I buy into that characterization. I think Trump's in more trouble than he was in October.
No, he's taken a momentary hit. And I think he seems likely to rebound, as he often does, particularly as the race draws nearer.
But his disadvantage is he's not in office. Ron DeSantis is in office. Ron DeSantis is the number one challenger. And if Ron DeSantis continues to do good things in Florida, it's going to be difficult for Donald Trump to continue to bash him.
Well, I think all Trump has to do is not commit any more unforced errors.
I think he can't afford any more unforced errors. I agree with that.
But Biden's base is eroding rapidly meantime.
I'm not sure what Biden... Here's the difference. I think Donald Trump could change behavior a bit and coast to a victory. I don't think Joe Biden's got that ability.
No, he's going to continue to fumble until the election.
Let's get to the top three things you need to know before tomorrow. Well, Department of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas was in El Paso yesterday. He was there to talk to Border Patrol officers about suicide prevention among government employees. That came as a surprise to many of the border officers who thought he was there to talk about the crisis on, you know, the border. One officer stood up and asked Mayorkas why he keeps saying the border is secure when the Border Patrol agents have live video feeds of thousands of people pouring across the border every day. Mayorkas said he never said the border was secure.
No, he did.
He did say it. He said in congressional testimony.
And this is why there are so many members of Congress calling for his resignation, and rightly so, because he's been derelict in his duty.
He's there to focus on suicide prevention?
Which is a worthy endeavor,
sure,
certainly.
But that's not the biggest problem facing the Border Patrol right now. Second thing you need to know before tomorrow, small businesses appear to be struggling this Christmas season. A new small business survey by Goldman Sachs says 79% of small businesses have had to raise prices over last year, but 52% say profits still aren't meeting expectation. In addition, 40% of small businesses say demand is down year to year, and a whopping 84% believe big businesses have advantages over them when it comes to coping with inflation.
Well, yeah, they've got bigger pocketbooks.
Sure.
And they can absorb those increases in cost and keep moving, but a small business, they
can't
get
do
hit.
It.
Right.
But this is part of why Joe Biden and the Democrats aren't as concerned about inflation, because they get the vast majority of their donations from big business these days, and big business isn't affected by inflation the same way small business is. Small business has now become a conservative Republican voting bloc. Third thing you need to know before tomorrow, the Senate passed a bill this week banning the use of TikTok app on government devices. The vote was unanimous and now heads to the House for approval. The bill essentially codifies what's already been policy throughout the federal government. Senator John Hawley, who has authored the bill, says TikTok is, quote, a Trojan horse for the Chinese Communist Party. It's a major security risk to the United States, and until it is forced to sever ties with China completely, it has no place on government devices.
You know who made this recommendation originally?
Who's that?
Donald Trump.
Yeah.
During the Trump administration.
I thought they called him crazy, or they called him racist for it, right?
I don't know. He was the conspiracy theorist, yeah, and all kinds of stuff.
We'll be right back with more American Ground Radio. Stick around.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. You're on board American Ground Radio with Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr.
Tubbs, we sell the best and back it with parts and service. Toro, Exmark, Ventrac mowers. To spend less time mowing and have more fun grilling with the world's best smoking grill, the Big Green Egg, or Green Mountain Pellet Grill. We provide parts and service for what we sell with 0% easy financing. Y'all come see us. Like Tubbs Hardware on Facebook, and may God bless the USA.
Terry, I don't think I've ever seen you show up to the studio in a pair of slippers. I almost fell
you
out of my chair.
You can wear them anywhere. I swear.
You literally wore your slippers to work.
Okay, they are the furriest feeling things when my feet go in there, and they have the rubber sole that's thick enough that you can wear them outside. I wore them shopping.
Or to work.
People will look down and go, I know, they're my slippers. They look cool.
They're a beautiful color. That pink
feel so
is
good.
Very pretty. Listen, my sheets.
Really?
Those Giza sheets. Girl, I've slept like a baby.
Those are 60% off right now.
60% off if you use the AGR code.
I love the towels.
Yeah, the towels are awesome, too.
Yes.
They dry good. They're a great size.
And
but I'm going to get those slippers because some days I don't have shoes to wear to work.
I think they're 50% off now if you use the AGR code.
Are you going to get me some slippers? Because I won't order them. Then I'll get your sheets.
Okay.
Okay, we'll do that.
Don't forget to use the AGR code.
MyPillow your people up. Go to MyPillow.com and type in the letters AGR for your discount code.
Conservatives are being censored on social media.
Big media.
In colleges.
Public schools.
And in woke corporations all across this country.
That means talk radio is the last beacon of free speech in America.
So when you hear businesses supporting free speech by advertising on this station, we should thank them.
They've put their money where their values are, and you should do the same.
Make sure you're spending your dollars at companies that understand that free speech isn't free.
Conservative listeners need to support conservative advertisers.
Because liberty is never more than one generation away from extinction.
Folks, it's your president here. President Joe Biden. Now look, I'm not playing around here. I'm serious. My old man told me I need to listen to American Ground Radio with Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr. Like he did. He did when we lived back in Scranton. Now look, Corn Pop, don't miss listening to the American Mamas either. Denise Arthur and Terry Netterville. I know you're being a wise guy, but I'm not messing around here, Jack. Listen to these guys. I'm telling you. Telling you.
But I wonder what would happen if you say what you want to say and let the words fall out. Honestly, I want to see you be brave.
Welcome back to American Ground Radio. I'm Stephen Parr with Louis Sar, Evelyn.
Okay, at the airport, you probably have been through the TSA scanners, the full body scanners, you know, where you step into that cylindrical device and the doors close and it scans you from head to foot.
I've been in that. And I also forgot to tell them that I had some quarters in my pocket. So then I got the full body pat down as a result of that.
You were angling for that one, right?
I wasn't angling for it. I was like, yeah, because I don't normally carry cash on me anymore. And so they like,
what did you have quarters for?
I had two quarters in my pocket.
Okay.
That's all I had.
Now, currently, before you walk into that full body scanner,
yes,
the TSA agents press a pink button for a female traveler.
Okay.
So then the scanner looks for like female stuff.
Okay.
And they push a blue button for a male airline passenger before the passenger enters the full body scanner.
To block out some personal body parts.
Well, it's looking for stuff that you would find on a man.
All right.
And other stuff you might not find on a woman, for example.
All right.
Okay. Well, now the TSA has been awarded $18.6 million.
Okay.
To change that entire system where you hit a blue button
for male,
the boy,
pink
for the girl, because we need scanners that are non-binary screening systems. And the reason that we need non-binary screening systems that don't distinguish between boys and girls is because we need to advance civil rights.
No, that's not what
the Transportation Security Administration announced.
Okay.
That in order to advance civil rights,
that's not advancing civil rights.
There are new standards now for non-binary and gender non-conforming airline passengers.
You cannot advance civil rights based on fictions. You cannot advance civil rights when you aren't basing it on the truth. Look, the Declaration of Independence says before it announces the rights that have been given to us by the Creator, it first talks about self-evident truths.
I mean, this
doesn't
is just,
it?
Yeah, it does.
So the rights we have, we know they're rights because we base our ideology on truth. When you stop basing your ideology on truth, you don't end up with rights. You end up with fiction. You end up with taking away rights of other people.
Right. Do you pat down someone that identifies as a girl who's actually a boy?
We got a question for our American mamas. Dear mamas, what's your most memorable Christmas?
Well, let's ask our American mamas.
Mama, mama, mama.
Mama told me not to come. She said.
And joining us now, our American mama, Terry Netterville. Denise Arthur is out and about. I know you love Christmas.
I love it.
Okay. So your most memorable Christmas. I want to kind of make a guess as to whether this is going to be.
And I love when this question comes every year because I think you know which one.
From when you would be a child with your family or whether it's a young mom and you've got all three young kids.
Ooh, that's a good one.
You see what I'm saying?
Okay, I have two.
See?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because there's truly, there's nothing as wonderful as it is when you're a child and the magic of it all and you believe it all. It is tenfold when you become parents and you see Christmas again through the eyes of your children.
Right.
And the magic of it all. You know, we did the Elf on a Shelf. And so, you know, it's so funny because you're right. There's just, I cannot just go with one because when I became a mama, those Christmases are just, they're indelible in my mind. I just love them so much. But my favorite Christmas, this, I think someone asked this question last year and I have to go back to it because it just, the meaning behind it is so much. And we talk about it all the time when we're together as a family, but we had moved to Mississippi. For a job, for my father's job. I think that's why a lot of people move. You know, one of the parents has a job offer. That job offer, it kind of did not pan out the way that it was promised.
Okay.
So this particular Christmas, I think it was seventh grade, it was a little bit slimmer. And my dad is Mr. Christmas. And so as a family, he sat us down and he said, look, things are tight. We knew that. The job was not bringing in what they said that it would. And so we knew it. And even as a little girl, I knew not to make him feel guilty about it. Like, right. I didn't want him to feel terrible. We were like, oh, it's okay. It's okay. Yeah. But there was that little like, oh, you know, what about sure. Santa Claus? You know, we still got that. But, you know, we could tell that it just hurt Dad tremendously. And I remember going through from my room to the kitchen, and I can still see my mom sitting on the floor watching TV, making those dome ornaments. She made Precious Moments. She's artistic.
Oh,
she's
wow.
a beautiful artist. And she was making all these ornaments because a lot of things were handmade that year.
Sure.
And that's such a vivid memory. But I remember the night before, my dad was sad. I just remember him saying, guys, you know, just know that it's not going to be like this all the time. This is just one of those years. And we're like, no, Dad, seriously, it's fine. You know, we made our own homemade gifts for each other.
Mm-hmm.
But the next morning, you know, we had a little bit of Santa Claus. This is when Panama Jack was big, jelly shoes, you know,
oh, jelly
shoes. The 80s things.
Oh, man. How many of those melted on driveways?
I know. And so, you know, our Christmas was over, you know, fairly early, and Mom made breakfast, and Dad was also the king of laughter. So I remember a lot of laughter. And there was that little part of me that was like, man, this was kind of, you know.
A little slim.
Yeah, this is slim. And then around 10 o'clock, all of a sudden, we had our family from Ruston come, and we lived in Mississippi at the time. Monroe, we had our Florida cousins come in, and our Shreveport grandmother come in. Everybody was driving in. They knew that it was going to be a hard Christmas for all of us. They all started driving in. They made their way from all those places to Mississippi, Madison, Mississippi, and with armloads of gifts for all of us. And it wasn't the gifts that I remember. Just the feeling of what it feels like to be so loved, so cherished, that they took their Christmas morning
to come,
hopped in their
guys.
Cars to come and make it was the most memorable. We all had cousin day, and where there was tons of laughter, you know, tons of toys, tons of, you know, cousin time. And it was truly one of those that you realize the true meaning of Christmas is being together, being there for your loved ones when things might not be their very best. That's mm-hmm. when you come through the very most. And couldn't wait to be on the other side of it. I could not wait to be on the other side where I could be that person for somebody in my family. Because everybody knows during your family times in life, each of us goes through little valleys and peaks.
Sure.
And things are good and things are hard. And, you know, you have to kind of pull together. So it's so gratifying to be on that side of it where, you know, since I know what it feels like to be the receiver of that kind of love.
Right.
I love to be the giver of it.
You love to be the one on the other
yeah.
side.
Mm. Yeah. What about you?
I think back to I was in first grade. We were in Lawton, Oklahoma. My grandparents had come up to visit. And my brother and I woke up before everybody else. In the Barca loungers in the living room, there was my stocking, my brother's stocking, but it was in cursive, and I couldn't read cursive yet.
Oh,
so I didn't
yeah.
know whose it was, but there's a big stuffed dog for each of them. And so I was climbing up into each chair, trying out the dog, and then I'd climb into the other one, I'd try out the dog, and I couldn't figure out which one was mine.
Yeah.
I found out many years later, my grandfather watched the whole thing happen, and it was one of his favorite Christmas memories. He watched me climbing up and down out of the chairs trying to figure out which one was my dog.
Oh, I love that.
And I still have the stuffed dog to this day.
Steven.
I do. His name's Steven.
Oh, that just, my heart. I love it.
If you'd like to ask our American Mamas a question, go to our website, AmericanGroundRadio.com/mamas, and click on the Ask the Mamas button. Denise Arthur will be back. Turn that over. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Well, coming up next here on American Ground Radio, we are digging deep. Stick around.
Choosy Moms choose American Ground Radio. It's smooth, creamy, and now contains 7 grams of protein per serving. With Louis R. Abalone and Stephen Parr.
Hey, Denise Arthur here. We've just finished rebuilding our website from the ground up. Go to AmericanGroundRadio.com and you'll find our latest podcasts, videos, and blog posts. And you'll also find our new online store. At AmericanGroundRadio.com/shop, you'll find the Conservative Kid Growth Kit, the Freedom Sings CD, the Presidential Tumblr, and our book, Bright Spots Big Country. And checkout is simple, safe, and secure. So go ahead and head on over to AmericanGroundRadio.com/shop today.
American Ground Radio is in nearly 40 markets across our great country, and we're expanding every month. American Ground Radio is looking for businesses that join with the fastest growing conservative talk shows in our country. When you become a sponsor of American Ground Radio, you'll see results and you'll support a show that represents conservatives who love their country. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor in your market, go to AmericanGroundRadio.com and click on Contact.
Maybe it was that fourth grade teacher who believed in you. Or the big-eyed girl who smiled when you were the new kid. Maybe it was watching your child as she took her first steps. Those aha moments in life when everything seemed to come into focus. Those are the bright spots that lift us up when we're feeling down and show us a path from the ordinary to the extraordinary. America's history is filled with bright spots too. The greatness of America is that it allows each of us to see the greatness within ourselves. That is how America became great. One dream, one bright spot at a time.
Bright Spots Big Country, What Makes America Great by Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr. Available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, iBooks, and BrightspotsBigCountry.com.
In the next few minutes, minds will be opened. New journeys will begin. Small wonders can occur in just a few minutes. How? By listening to American Ground Radio every day. Fully informed, entertaining, and prepared just for you. Listen for just a few minutes and enjoy. On air or wherever you listen to podcasts. In the next few minutes, good things are going to happen on American Ground Radio with Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr. It's What's for Dinner.
American Ground Radio. 4 out of 5 doctors banned by YouTube now agree. Listening just 1 hour a day to American Ground Radio may improve your mood, energy level, and vision.
Welcome back to American Ground Radio. Stephen Parr with Louis R. Avalone.
So the Biden administration is telling folks that if you get your updated vaccine,
yeah,
it will prevent nearly all COVID deaths.
Look, man, all you got to do is just get the vaccine. I've been telling people. I've been telling all these folks, you got to get the vaccine. It'll stop you from getting the vaccine. It doesn't stop you from getting the it'll stop you from dying. Oh, wait, it doesn't stop you from dying. It'll stop you from being embarrassed at the Christmas party. Everybody, go ahead. I'm not pulling your leg here.
Well, and now they're sending out COVID kits again, where you can, you haven't seen this?
The COVID kits? Is this the one with that includes the crack pipes?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, because they had the ones that were the COVID kits that included crack pipes. Remember those in major
oh,
cities?
Oh, yeah. That was a whole other deal, though, okay. I think.
All right, so we got different COVID kits.
That was for, yeah. But here's the thing. The White House today, This is Dr. Ashish Jha.
Okay.
And he joined White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre.
Okay.
In encouraging.
Was this because she didn't have anything on that?
Maybe not.
Oh, okay.
She probably did.
She's like, I don't have anything on that.
But
so
he does. Doctor,
she's,
yeah.
He's got
come
something on
in. Okay. He's got a binder full of information.
Yeah.
So he says that basically, if you want to prevent all COVID deaths, get an updated vaccine. But the data doesn't
support
that.
That's not what the...
I mean, look at the Washington Post. They did a story, and they showed the data that they had collected that 58% of COVID deaths in August of 2022.
Yeah.
August, not that long ago, were from people who were vaccinated or boosted.
Right. So it doesn't stop. 58%. Now, look. You've got to realize that something like 70% of the country is vaccinated and boosted. So when only 58% of the deaths are coming from people who are vaccinated and boosted, that means the vaccines may be doing some good. But they do not stop you from dying from COVID. They may prevent complications or they may make it less likely, but they don't make it absolutely unlikely.
Now, Walgreens has 8,000 stores all across the country. Their data shows the unvaccinated have the lowest incidence of COVID-19, that vaccinated people are far more likely
to get the
time disease and time again to test positive for COVID-19.
Because one of the things the vaccine has done, while it does make it a little easier for your body to fight off the disease once it gets it, it does not stop you from getting the disease.
No, this is
natural immunity works better than the COVID vaccines. No. Really, the only people that should be taking the COVID vaccines are those with comorbidities, multiple comorbidities.
No, this is a pandemic of the vaccinated. And the boosters, who does that help? If you've got 58%,
Pfizer.
58% of COVID deaths are from people who were vaccinated or boosted, mm-hmm. then by getting boosted, doesn't that necessarily increase your likelihood?
I don't think so. I think a larger percentage of the population, other than 58, a higher percentage of the population is vaccinated and boosted. So as long as a higher percentage of the population is vaccinated and boosted than is dying, then that suggests that the boost at least still doing a little bit of good. But it's not drastic. It's not earth shattering. Let's dig deep.
Working in a coal mine, going down, down, down. Working in a coal mine, about to step down. Working in a coal mine.
When you take away people's rights, people who would never be violent will become violent. They're more likely to become violent. People who had no tendency towards violence before, you take away their rights, they're going to start having tendencies towards violence.
You know, I have heard that a desperate man mm-hmm. is a dangerous man.
The Revolutionary War was fought over rights. Back during slavery, slave uprisings were a common fear. Sometimes they did occur. And again, it's because people who otherwise might not have had any proclivity towards violence, you took away their rights, they had no other recourse other than violence. Yes? Makes sense?
Oh, okay.
All right. So, that's still going on today. Let's look at airline travel. Back in 2019, before the COVID outbreak, before all the lockdowns, before the Federal Aviation Administration made everybody wear masks, they say there were a total of 146, they call them unruly passengers in the United States in all of 2019. That's for the whole year, 146.
Mm-hmm.
During 2020, as the pandemic started, a lot of airline travel was stopped. When it started back up, the government required everyone on the plane to wear masks. This is despite the fact that planes have advanced air filtration systems and that science hasn't shown mask has any positive effect on reducing COVID.
Okay, sure.
And sitting on a plane for hours wearing a useless prop that makes it hard to breathe and will fog up your glasses will get on anyone's nerves, yes?
Of course.
Now, in 2020, you had one third as many flights as you did in 2019. But the number of unruly passengers actually increased to 183. So in 2019, you had an average of 0.16 unruly passengers per million travelers. 0.16.
Okay.
In 2020, you had 0.5 unruly passengers per million travelers. That's an increase of more than 300% in 1 year.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Then in 2021, flights started to rebound. We ended up with about two-thirds of the flights we had in 2019, but twice as many as 2020.
Sure.
But the number of unruly passengers skyrocketed. We had 146 unruly passengers in 2019, 183 in 2020, 1,099 in 2021.
Okay, so when you say I guess where you're going with this is that by taking away the rights,
mm-hmm.
you're saying we're taking away rights of airline passengers.
Sure.
And that they have no other choice.
I'm not saying they don't have any other choice, but sometimes when you are like, look, you're taking away my rights, I want recourse. I have no recourse. I've got no other way out. I've got no other way to get you to understand you're taking away my rights. People are more likely to become violent. Now, we didn't have, look, we had 600 some odd million people fly that year. We didn't have 600 million unruly passengers. I'm simply saying people become more likely to commit acts of violence when they feel their rights are being taken away.
Well, no, I do, but I think it's also a progressive process. And the reason
sure.
I'm saying that is it's like willpower.
Uh-huh.
Okay, willpower is what allows you to make better decisions
sure.
than not.
Absolutely.
But the more tired you become,
the weaker your willpower is.
The more weary you
become.
The more
stress you're under.
At some point, which is why so many of the vices in mm-hmm. life are
yeah.
committed at the end of the day.
Sure.
Because willpower is a resource that can be depleted
throughout the day.
And it has to be built back up.
And when you're having to wear a mask, your willpower
gets
depleted
pretty
quickly.
It wears on you. Yeah, absolutely.
In April of this year, a federal judge finally struck down the Biden administration's mask mandate.
That
was in April. Guess what happened? The number of unruly passengers dropped by almost 75% overnight.
So here's a situation where correlation does not necessarily equal causation.
Doesn't.
But
those numbers look
very interesting. How coincidental is it?
And you talk about willpower. Those numbers had been going up before the court ruling in April. This year, it was starting to look like it was going to be even worse than 2021. Because, again, I think that willpower, all right, I'll wear a mask for a month. You get me into 2 months, I'm like, I don't think. You get me into 2 years, you get me into 3 years of this? No, I'm not doing it. I'm not doing it for 3 years. I think a lot of people were in that boat.
But we're not justifying violence.
Not at all. But what I'm saying is, why are we having to relearn this truth that when you take away people's rights, they're more likely to turn to violence to try and get those rights restored? The damage that the mostly Democrat politicians did to this country with the authoritarian lockdowns is shocking, and it plays out in so many different facets of our lives, from education to employment to the supply chain to regular health care itself. Why do we have to keep relearning this lesson?
Because liberty is the solution to most of our society's problems.
Unreasonable restrictions to those liberties are the cause of most of our problems.
Yeah, and this is just one more example.
We'll be right back.
You're standing on American ground with Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr.
Fellas, what about some barbecue this Thursday? Well, I hear that Bodacious Bar and Q is hosting Ladies Night on Thursday.
Love me some barbecue!
Join us Thursday for Ladies Night at Bodacious Bar and Q. Mixed drinks are only $5 and get $3 off on a glass of wine. Ladies, come out for the drinks. Guys, come out for the, barbecue. And on Monday night, it's Music Bingo at Bodacious Bar and Q at 8410 Line Avenue.
Louis, what's the toughest challenge for business owners?
Finding employees, especially quality employees.
Well, our friends at Express Employment Professionals serve businesses across Caddo and Bossier Parishes.
And Express Employment Professionals never charge the applicant a fee.
If you need employees or are struggling with what you have, call Blake at 318-226-8777.
Blake will customize a recruiting plan that works for your organization and your budget.
Call Express Employment Professionals at 318-226-8777.
Terry, I don't think I've ever seen you show up to the studio in a pair of slippers. I almost fell out of my chair.
You can wear them anywhere. I swear.
You literally wore your slippers to work.
Okay, they are the furriest feeling things when my feet go in there, and they have the rubber sole that's thick enough that you can wear them outside. I wore them shopping.
Or to work.
People will look down and I'll go, I know, they're my slippers. They look cool.
They're a beautiful color. That pink feel so is good. Very pretty. Listen, my sheets.
Really?
Those Giza sheets. Girl, I've slept like a baby.
Those are 60% off right now.
60% off if you use the AGR code.
I love the towels.
Yeah, the towels are awesome too. Yes. They dry good. They're a great size. But I'm going to get those slippers because some days I don't have shoes to wear to work.
I think they're 50% off now if you use the AGR code.
Are you going to get me some slippers? Because I won't order
some.
Them. Then I'll get your sheets.
Okay.
Okay, we'll
deal.
Do that.
Don't forget to use the AGR code.
MyPillow your people up. Go to MyPillow.com and type in the letters AGR for your discount code.
Ronald Reagan once asked, are we doing a good enough job teaching our children what America is and what she represents in the long history of the world? Well, that's why we made this CD. Freedom Sings is a collection of songs from America's history. Each one tells a story from our founding up till today. Not only do we include classics like America the Beautiful and This Land is Your Land, but we also tell the stories behind the songs, who wrote them and why, and what they mean to everyday Americans when they first heard these patriotic tunes.
Mine eyes have seen the glory.
If you want your kids to know what America represents in the long history of the world, then you need to get Freedom Sings. Just look for it in the iTunes store and download it for your computer or mobile device. Get Freedom Sings for your kids and keep liberty marching on for the next generation.
Yeah, pay attention while I paint the picture. Gas prices increasing, the rich are getting richer. You need the honest, real deal info. Gotta tune in, American Ground Radio. What's happening to the country? We need order. The chaos going down at the southern border. It's getting intense, time that we make sense. Families are struggling because they can't afford rent. American Ground Radio, let's go. Hey. American Ground Radio, let's go. Hey.
Welcome back to American Ground Radio. I'm Stephen Paul with Louis R. Avalone.
But see, many of those European countries, like Great Britain, they've learned the lesson of unassimilated immigrants into their country.
I don't know if many have. I know some have. There's some countries that still are ignoring the lesson. I think France is a pretty good example of that. They're ignoring the lessons. You know, there's a riot in Paris this week because immigrants from Morocco started the riot because their soccer team won a game in the World Cup. Imagine that you're an immigrant to another country.
They're hostile to their host country.
And you're rioting because your country won, your old country won a soccer game?
You know, the former president, Nicolas Sarkozy.
Sarkozy, yep.
He said, and this is a direct quote, "We have been too concerned about the identity of the person who was arriving in his country."
Okay.
"And not enough about the identity of the country that was receiving him."
Hmm.
And, you know, it's almost as if what he's saying is, look, this is France. Mm-hmm. We're French people.
Mais oui.
You are welcome.
Bien sûr.
To our country, to enter our country legally.
Bienvenue à New Paris.
But we're not going to change who we are.
Zut alors.
You know, and I think that's what a place like France, Great Britain,
right?
They're worrying. You know what they're doing?
Hmm.
They're putting France first. They're putting Great Britain first. They're putting their country first. And, oh, I'm sorry, whose campaign does that sound like?
Well, Donald Trump said he's going to put America first. That's what he did when he ran for president. But he also told the UN, everybody here, when you're governing your country, you should put your country first. That's what the people have asked you to do. That saying, as America president, I'm America first, doesn't make me xenophobic. It makes me doing the job I was elected to do.
And yet today, the Biden administration is announcing that they're importing 65,000 H-2B foreign visa workers to take blue-collar jobs in this country, even though 11.6 million Americans are jobless and another 3.7 million are underemployed. You talk about putting America first. You're not. You're putting America last. This is just more of the Biden doctrine. America last every single time.
You know what? We need a bright spot. Louis, do you remember the Gibson's Bakery story? This was out of Oberlin, Ohio, home of the Oberlin University. Gibson's Bakery has been located right across the street from the campus for decades. It's been integral into campus life for a very long time, since last century. Well, in 2016, a student shoplifted from the store and ran out into the street. He was underage and stole 3 bottles of wine.
Mm.
He was chased by Alan Gibson, the son and grandson of the owners of the store, who eventually caught up with the shoplifter, grabbed him and held on to him. And that's when some of the shoplifter's friends jumped in and started assaulting Gibson. Well, police arrived, arrested the shoplifter and his 2 friends. All 3 of them, by the way, eventually pled guilty. But the people who were arrested were black and the Gibsons are white.
Okay, why does that matter to this story?
Because that's the leftists at the university and the race baiters at the university at Oberlin College started to say the Gibsons were racist.
Because they confronted a shoplifter.
Who happened to be black. And they held protests, and the university canceled contracts with Gibson's Bakery, and they let their copy machines, the university's copy machines, be used to post defamatory posters calling the Gibsons racist. Well, the Gibsons eventually sued. They won in court, and they were given an award of $25 million back in 2019. $25 million in 2019. The university appealed. The Gibsons won the appeal, and with interest, the university now owed the Gibsons $32 million.
You know, those that are shouting from the top of their lungs about racism, right? The question is, they don't represent all black people.
No.
And I can assure you that there are more black people, that the majority, the great majority of black people would have said, this is perfectly acceptable behavior. If somebody steals from your store,
right,
and you want to confront them,
yeah,
you should do that.
And you call
you
the
should
police.
Hold them accountable.
And by the way, the shoplifters,
regardless of the color of their skin,
the shoplifter and his friends all admitted their guilt. Now this week, Oberlin College, here's the bright spot. Oberlin College finally paid up. By now, with the interest, the university owed Gibson's Bakery $36 million. For Oberlin to finally start paying up for defaming a long upstanding community business, that's a bright spot.
Are they still in business?
They are still in business. But Oberlin has never apologized to the Gibsons for lying about them, nor have they apologized for the number of Oberlin students who have shoplifted from the bakery in the past. And to make matters worse, both Alan's father and grandfather, the owners of the store, have passed away since this whole thing began. They died not knowing if the business they built up and dedicated their lives to would survive. Shame on Oberlin for making that happen.
That's just poor leadership. I mean, from the top, right?
From the top of the college. Oberlin College owes Gibson's a lot more than $36 million.
Now, they owe them respect.
And I think it's well past time for Oberlin College to pay that debt as well.
We've just got to say no to this ridiculousness.
To race baiting. Somebody shouldn't be able to commit a crime simply because they're a minority. Shoplifting was a crime.
Is a crime.
So, by the way, Gibson's has an online store. I've bought a t-shirt from them. If you want to support them, you can go do that. We'll be right back.
You're listening to American Ground Radio.
Tubbs, we sell the best and back it with parts and service. Toro, Exmark, Ventrac mowers. To spend less time mowing and have more fun grilling with the world's best smoking grill, the Big Green Egg, or Green Mountain Pellet Grill. We provide parts and service for what we sell with 0% easy financing. Y'all come see us. Like Tubbs Hardware on Facebook, and may God bless the USA.
MyPillow is now a proud sponsor of American Ground Radio,
which is really great. I mean, we all have MyPillow products at home, and it's so fantastic that an industry leader like MyPillow has invested in American Ground Radio coast to coast.
And because we're now working with MyPillow, you can get some great deals. If you go to their website, MyPillow.com, type in the letters AGR for your discount code, you get some massive discounts right away.
Right, like the luxurious Giza Dream Sheets. They're 60% off right now with the AGR code. I'm telling you, no sleepless nights with these folks.
Or you get a 6-piece MyPillow towel set for $70 off. That's a huge discount just by typing in 3 little letters, AGR.
You can get $50 off the classic MyPillow right now with the AGR discount code.
And on every single item, thanks to the sponsorship of MyPillow and American Ground Radio, you save bigly.
Huge. Yeah, so go to MyPillow.com and type in those letters, A-G-R, and start sleeping like a baby tonight.
Maybe it was that fourth grade teacher who believed in you. Or the big-eyed girl who smiled when you were the new kid. Maybe it was watching your child as she took her first steps. Those aha moments in life when everything seemed to come into focus. Those are the bright spots that lift us up when we're feeling down and show us a path from the ordinary to the extraordinary. America's history is filled with bright spots too. The greatness of America is that it allows each of us to see the greatness within ourselves. That is how America became great. One dream, one bright spot at a time.
Bright Spots Big Country, What Makes America Great by Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr. Available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, iBooks, and brightspotsbigcountry.com.
Conservatives are being censored on social media.
Big media.
In colleges.
Public schools.
And in woke corporations all across this country.
That means talk radio is the last beacon of free speech in America.
So when you hear businesses supporting free speech by advertising on this station, we should thank them.
They've put their money where their values are, and you should do the same.
Make sure you're spending your dollars at companies that understand that free speech isn't free.
Conservative listeners need to support conservative advertisers.
Because liberty is never more than one generation away from extinction.
American Ground Radio is in nearly 40 markets across our great country, and we're expanding every month. American Ground Radio is looking for businesses to join one of the fastest growing conservative talk shows in our country. When you become a sponsor of American Ground Radio, you'll see results and you'll support a show that represents conservatives who love their country. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor in your market, go to AmericanGroundRadio.com and click on Contact.
You shake my nerves and you rattle my brain. Too much love drives a man insane. You broke my will, but what a thrill.
Welcome back to American Ground Radio. I'm Stephen Paul with Louis R. Avalone.
You know, as further evidence that Gavin Newsom is intending to run for president, he has done something that the current president and the current vice president have not done.
He went down to the border.
He did.
Really? Well, I mean, California has a border. So, you know, and they got three different border sectors there just in the state of California, even though it's a pretty thin area.
So he went down there with his wavy hair, his starched white shirt, sunglasses.
Yeah, looking
and he
sharp.
Said, it's all the Republicans' fault.
But what's all the Republicans' fault?
Illegal immigration. Because Republicans are so ideological. They're not dealing with reality. You mean like the reality of how Biden, during the campaign, told migrants to surge the border?
What, how in the world is he trying to blame this on Republicans? Republicans are trying to deal with the reality and saying, we've got to stop illegal immigration.
No, the Democrats
are saying, we need more illegal immigration. Just let them come. Bring the family, bring the friends.
No, he says you're exploiting immigration by saying that. You're exploiting
it. How am I exploiting immigration?
As a border security issue, you're ignoring the need for sweeping reform.
No, actually, we don't need sweeping reform. We just need you to do your freaking job and enforce the laws that are already on the books. You know, the ones you swore up and down that you would protect and defend.
Well, the only remaining enforcement policy is Title 42, and I think as of December 19th, it goes bye-bye.
Whoa.
When I say whoa,
Hansel Emanuel was driving toward the basket. Hansel's a freshman playing basketball for the Northwestern State Demons. It was late in the fourth quarter, but this was Hansel's first time on the court in a Demons uniform. So people were pretty excited as he continued his drive and scored a layup for his first points as a college athlete. But what's more amazing than that is Hansel only has one arm. You see, when he was a young child growing up in the Dominican Republic, a stack of bricks fell on him, crushing his left arm, and doctors had to amputate it. But that didn't stop Hansel. He played basketball for a high school in Florida after his family immigrated to the United States. He was so good with even one arm that he was recruited by universities across the country. He ended up at Northwestern State in Louisiana, and 2 minutes after he scored his first basket, he scored his second with a backboard-shaking dunk.
That's why they say nothing in this world can take the place of persistence.
May your pursuit of happiness bring you joy.